And welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for May 1998, issue number 158. I'm Fred Vobey in the studios of Great Northern Broadcast Company behind the brand new microphone. We'll give you a guess what it is. And if you'd like to subscribe to the DX Audio Service and live in the United States, the cost is $25. To members in Canada, the subscription is $28. To Mexico and the Caribbean, it's $32. And to Europe and elsewhere, it's $38. Those are for one-year subscriptions. Those prices also are the renewal rates. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you keep the cassette. If you'd like to subscribe, make your check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send it to Great Northern Broadcast Company, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio 45802-5031. If you have any questions, you can reach me at 419-228-4199. However, allow a few days or up to a week for a return call if I'm not in. The fax number is 419-221-1609. The members action line is 419-224-1609. If you're on the internet, you can send me email at w8hdu@wlio.com. And you can also join our email reflector just by sending a message to dxas-request@wlio.com and put in the body of the message the words, subscribe DXAS. As a result of the survey, I thought that I'd let everyone know about some policy changes regarding subscriptions and memberships. These changes go into effect immediately with this issue. On the subject of replacement tapes, if you have a tape that is damaged in any way, just return it, and it will be replaced at no charge. If you would rather just get a new tape, the cost of a replacement tape or a back issue is $3. You must be a member to get a replacement tape, and it must be for the same issue. If you are a member and you miss getting a tape, the club is dropping the requirement of having to fill out a postal form and notification in writing. However, by an overwhelming majority, members feel that the club as a whole should not have to increase its rates to cover the cost of missing tapes. Therefore, if you do not get a tape due to post office mailing problems, you can get a new tape just by sending $1 to cover the cost of a tape and mailing. No tapes will be furnished at no charge due to post office loss, and this is for lost tapes only. Damaged tapes will be replaced immediately upon return to us here at the DX Audio Service. On After Dark issues, anyone who contributes to an After Dark in which the content is used on the magazine will receive the issue for free. We stopped this after so many years because members were sending in material that we could not use just in an effort to get a free issue. So for a After Dark issue, we're looking for material only about radio technology, DXing, listening, and those who make broadcast band radio happen. Stories of DJs, artists, and station histories are more than welcomed, as long as they're based on the radio side. Also, per your suggestions, we're now publishing After Dark in two cassette series for a cheaper price. After Dark 8, which is out right now, is available for $5 postpaid. Order by sending it to the DX Audio Service headquarters here in Lima. Indicate on your check ADC8. Tapes will be shipped 1 week after receipt of order and payment. Starting with this issue, I have changed the membership receipts that I send out when you send in a payment for the DX Audio Service subscription. The new green cards are large postcards that have your name on them, the date in which I received your check here in Lima, the status of your membership, and the dates in which your membership is valid. When you get this card, file it away and use it as your receipt. When I get checks, I process them right to the subscription database. Then I send the checks to Ken Chatterton for deposit to the bank, so it could take a while for your check to clear, especially if I get just two checks. I hold them for a week or two until I get some more to justify sending them off as a bulk. This green card is proof that I have received your payment. It also shows your membership dates on the card, so you know exactly when to renew. You should renew just before your last issue, just to keep your tapes coming in a timely manner. Send your payments here to the DX Audio Service in Lima, Ohio, for fastest processing. Speaking of payments, and also as a result of our survey, we're now taking half-year memberships. 6 months of the DX Audio Service is now $13 to those in the United States. To members in Canada, a six-month subscription is $15. To Mexico and the Caribbean, it's $17. And to Europe and elsewhere, 6 months is $20. Also, since I have the new computer system, I can now do 2-year subscriptions or 1 year and an additional 6 months, whatever you want to throw at me. And on gift subscriptions, if you buy a subscription as a gift for someone who is not a member of the DX Audio Service, then I'll credit your subscription for 2 months. And speaking of membership privileges, I know that some of you share your tapes with other people. However, the Musings line and the other National Radio Club member services are only for members. It's not that we don't want people to participate in this service. It's just that the service is for members. Please encourage people who are not members to join, and then they can get discounts on products, vote at the national convention, and participate as other members do. Besides, when you consider the cost of cassette tapes and a subscription to the DX Audio Service, you pretty much get a subscription for free and get to keep the tapes. Rate increases. I don't see any in the near future. The post office has indicated that they are not raising the rates as of yet. If anything, I feel they should discount the postal rate due to the many lost and damaged tapes, but that's just my own opinion. But for now, membership rates are as I stated, with no increase. However, if you are concerned that a rate increase is forthcoming, then feel free to ante up for 2 or 3 years and lock yourself into the present rate. Finally, as soon as After Dark and one other big project is done, I hope to have a membership book available in the near future on the changes that we're making, and also just a little bit about the National Radio Club. It will detail all the services within the National Radio Club, the products that we offer, and just about everything. Look for that in the near future. However, right now, let's look at somebody who's got a lot of information about the AM broadcast band. His name is Jerry Starr.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News magazine. Two switches on this month's tape, and we start with reference number 430, and a lot of call letter changes, including many new calls being assigned to new X-band stations. 550 KENI Anchorage, Alaska becomes KTZN. 550 WTLI Statesville, North Carolina to WIST. On 570, WTEM Bethesda, Maryland becomes WWRC. That's half of a call format swap. 650 KYAK Anchorage, Alaska becomes KENI. 790 WPIQ Brunswick, Georgia to WSFN. Here's the other half of that swap. 980 WWRC Washington, D.C. becomes WTEM. 1150 KKEY Portland, Oregon changes to KKGT. 1280 KDOL Henderson, Nevada to KDOX. 1300 WXLX West Hazleton, Pennsylvania changing to WILP. 1400 new station in Casper, Wyoming will be KSPW. 1470 KRKI Estes Park, Colorado changing to KEZZ. And on 1600 KMJM St. Louis, Missouri goes back to KATZ. The rest of these are all calls being assigned to new X-band stations, 1620 South Bend, Indiana, WJVA, 1620 Farmington, New Mexico, KBAG, 1620 Frederickstead, Virgin Islands, WDHP, 1620 Renton, Washington, KYIZ, 1630 Fort Worth, Texas, KBCM, 1670 Warner Robins, Georgia, WAXP. 1680, Princeton, New Jersey, WAXK. 1690, Lexington Park, Maryland, WAZC. 1700, Rochester, New Hampshire, WAYU. And 1700, Brownsville, Texas, KQXX. Several grants of interest on 760. CKQR, Castlegar, British Columbia, is granted a move to FM. They'll be leaving the AM band. 1080 WNWI, Valparaiso, Indiana, granted a move of city of license. They'll be changing to Oaklawn, Illinois. 1230 CJTT in New Liskeard, Ontario, they'll move to 104.5 FM. And on 1390 CJCY, Medicine Hat, Alberta, they'll move to 96.1. Under otherness on 590 CFNL in Fort Nelson, British Columbia, they have already moved from the AM band. They're now silent on 590. They're operating on 102.3. 840 KABN, Long Island, Alaska, has gone silent once again. 1080 WNWI, Valparaiso, Indiana. The station was silent. They are back on the air. However, they have not yet officially moved to Oaklawn, Illinois, as we just mentioned a moment ago. 1090 KAJK, Fortuna, California, is silent. 1150 KBAI, Morro Bay, California. The license is canceled and the call is deleted. This station was bought by J-Corps, so it could be taken off the air to make room for the power increase at KXTA 1150 in Los Angeles. 1240 CJCD, Yellowknife, Northwest Territories is silent. They've moved to 100.1. 1310 KIQQ, Barstow, California. This silent station has returned to the air. On 1340 WAGR, Lumberton, North Carolina has gone silent. 1350 KBBL, Cabot, Arkansas also has gone silent. 1380 KMUS, Muskogee, Oklahoma is silent. 1440 KKXL, Grand Forks, North Dakota. This station that has been silent since the flood in 97 is now back on the air. 1480 WBTS, Bridgeport, Alabama has gone silent. If you have the NRC printed log, the latest edition, a station is missing from it. So add to your log 1520 WTLM, Opelika, Alabama. They are 5,000 watts D3 antenna. And on 1570 CKTA, Tabor, Alberta, their application to move to Lethbridge on 1090 has been dismissed. They'll stay on 1570 in Tabor. Moving on to reference number 431, these call letter changes, several call letter swaps, in fact. Here's half of one. 630 KHIT in Reno, Nevada becomes KPTT. Here's another. 660 WVAL, Sauk Rapids, Minnesota will become WBHR. That is the call currently assigned to the new station in Sauk Rapids on 800 WBHR. There on 800 will become WVAL. 870 KIRK in Bethany, Missouri becomes KAAN once again. 1190 KBCO, Boulder, Colorado changing to KVCU. On 1220 WOTS, Kissimmee, Florida becomes WOMN. 1290 WRCP, Providence, Rhode Island to WRNI. 1290 WKLJ, Sparta, Wisconsin, WCOW will be the new call. 1320 WNGO, Mayfield, Kentucky becomes WIVR. 1340 KLDZ, Santa Barbara, California changing to KXXT. Here's the other half of that Reno swap. 1450 KPTT in Reno, Nevada becomes KHIT. 1450 WHIM, West Warwick, Rhode Island changing to WDYZ. And on 1510 KNSE, Ontario, California changes to KMSL. One new station has been granted in the traditional band on 1100 in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. They'll be 2,000 watts in the daytime, 950 watts at night, different patterns day and night. The rest of these are all additional grants for new stations in the expanded band, 1630 Clovis, California, 1640 Eden, Oklahoma, 1650 Cedar Rapids, Iowa, 1680 Muskegon, Michigan, and 1700 Huntsville, Alabama. All these stations, of course, will be 10,000 day, 1,000 night with a non-directional antenna. One grant of interest on 1370 KTMG Deer Trail, Colorado, which by the way had been silent but is now back on the air. They have received a grant to change frequency to 820 kilohertz with 700 watts directional pattern daytime only. And finally, under otherness, on 540 KIEZ, Carmel Valley, California, this station now relaying the program of KNRY, the 1240 station in Monterey. On 660 KZTU, Junction City, Oregon, this construction permit for a new station that has never been built has now been purchased by the people who just put the new KPAM 860 on the air. They expect to have KZTU on the air within the month. 770 WTOR, Youngstown, New York, this new station has been testing its new three-tower antenna system and is expected to be on the air soon. By the way, that call, TOR, stands for TOR. O-N-T-O, so guess what their target market will be. Their directional pattern is to the northwest. Nearly all of their signal will be in Canada. On 860 KARS in Belen, New Mexico, if you live in the Albuquerque metro and they've been louder at night than they have been, the reason is their 100-watt nighttime synchronous transmitter in Albuquerque is now on the air. 1060 WKRE, Monroe, North Carolina. This silent station has returned. 1080 WPOK in Pontiac, Illinois. This station is silent and will be silent forever. The owners are turning in the license to the FCC for cancellation. 1110 WCKO, Norfolk, Virginia. This silent station now back on the air. 1160 WERD, East Point, Georgia has also returned to the air. On 1320 KFNZ in Salt Lake City, Utah, if you subscribe to Popcom Magazine, you may have read the profile on the station, which included the claim that they operate with 50,000 watts in the daytime and 200 watts at night. We have no idea where this information came from, but according to the station and according to the FCC, they are still 5,000 watts day and night with a U3 antenna, as shown in the NRC log. So if you made that change in your log, change it back. 1340 WAHH, Wilmington, North Carolina, has returned to the air. 1400 KITZ in Silverdale, Washington, another silent station that is back on. And on 1670, that application in Toronto, Ontario, for Canada's first X-band station has been denied. Canada says they have no interest in putting any stations on the X-band. That wraps it up for this month. We'll see you in 30 days with another big pile from the broadcast band. Now, with more of those great IDs we love to just sit and drool over, here's John Bowker.
W-1480-MQM. Wonderful weekend.
Well, thanks again, Jerry. Hello, everybody. Once again, I want to start by acknowledging the tape I received this past month from Dale Hamm. Yes, another one. He and Wanda were over in East Texas this month and picked up some real goodies for us. Thanks an awful lot, Dale. Well, anyway, today we're going to start a whole new trip around the United States with our dial set at 1480 kilohertz, and just like any other regional channel in the U.S., the most power allowed by the FCC on 1480 is 5,000 watts. And by the way, so far there are no exceptions to that rule on 1480. So, what do you say we get started, and we'll hear how the 1480 stations sound on the May 1998 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
It's 11 o'clock at WCFR, WMKS, Springfield, Claremont, KISS 93.5 FM.
From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, I'm Pat St. Clair.
Okay, Pat, and south toward Cape Cod?
Open line, stay with us.
This is South Coast Radio,
1480,
WSAR,
Fall River,
New Bedford,
Taunton.
Here's the latest from ABC News.
Good morning, I'm Jim Hickey.
Remember the fun we had at the Enfield, Connecticut convention just 5 years ago?
This is the quiet side on Power 1480 AM, WKND, Windsor.
That was right near Enfield, too. They were going to move to 620 at one point, but I guess that didn't happen. You know, 1480 has quite a history in New York City, too. What do you say we start back in 1953?
This is WHM New York.
That's all we've got, because that's all we used to keep. Oh, boy, and then in 1975?
This is WJIT, 1480, in New York.
Well, that's a little better. And here's a surprise sound in New York City today at 1480.
오늘도 부족한 진행을 끝까지 함께해 주신 모든 분들께 감사드립니다. 지금까지 장기상이었습니다.
Radio Korea, New York, WZRC, New York City, 1480 AM.
You know, that started as Z-Rock in the city. Then it changed to Radio Korea. Well, anyway, upstate along the Erie Canal.
This is WRNY 1350 Rome, WADR 1480 Remsen, WUTQ 1550 Utica, a day media station. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio News. I'm Stan Case, live in Denver.
Hey, you know, with a station break that long, it's lucky they can get any kind of programming in, I'd say. Let's go out toward the western New York area.
On your AM dial, this is WLEA, Cornell. From ABC News, I'm Gary Nunn. The House has just approved and sent to the White House a bill giving...
Okay, down across the Allegheny Mountains we go.
WTRA, Latrobe, that's where you're at the radio station. It's about 12:25, and like I said, if you're out in your car, it is sleeting, and the roads are icy, and so if you're driving around, you might want to be careful.
Of course, that was 21 years ago, so I guess the weather's cleared by then. Here's a more recent recording.
WCNS Latrobe, your station for the Pirates, Steelers, and Penguin games.
Penguin games?
CNN Radio News, I'm John Lisk. Too close to call, according to some economic analysts.
Okay, an hour southwest of Harrisburg is...
Sunny and Cher on WSHB. The time is 7 o'clock. Time you ordered your new con organ. Now at the Kramer Music House in Shippensburg.
The All-American.
WSHB Shippensburg.
And then a half hour north of Harrisburg.
This is WISL and WISL-FM, Shamokin, Pennsylvania.
Well, that's all we used to keep in those early days, as I said. But this next one's a little bit better. See if this doesn't make up for it.
Jam mix. Right now it's time to kick off a 30 minutes non-stop funk boy style. Here's Steve Mason. He's going to kick out the house on 105.3 and 1480 WDAS, WDAS-FM, Philadelphia.
Okay, very nice. Now, from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania to some Civil War battle sites in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Jesus and Mama, taking us up to pretty close to news time here. It's 34 degrees under overcast skies. Light, steady rain continues to fall. 36 in the town of Manassas. You're on the Top Shot Road to Country, 1480 WPWC, Dumfries Triangle, Aquantico, Virginia. Stay tuned for the USA Network News, followed by an hour of country's best gospel on the Sunshine Inspirational Hour.
And on we go to the state capitol.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Music Power, WLEE, Richmond.
Okay, this next station is in a city that's independent of any county affiliation. And I'm just wondering how our county counters count this one.
Ready for a change? Well, WTOY could be the place for you. We're now accepting applications for experienced DJs only. All interested applicants must apply in person at 709 Bowman Avenue in Salem, Virginia, between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., and start your way to a fun-filled and promising career.
We're Power Zone, 1480. WTOY.
Good afternoon to you. It is just about 12 o'clock, and welcome to Midday Memories.
Hey, remember now, that was a 10-year-old recording. I don't want you calling him for a job or something.
Let's now pause 10 seconds for station ID on the Tar Heel Sports Network.
We're your choice in country music. WHOQ-FM, WYRN-AM, Lewisburg.
At halftime, Red Auerbach plus Morgan, Satellite City DirecTV scoreboard.
All right, now the early morning beginnings of K-Country.
Good morning, and welcome to K-Country, a total radio service of Gadkin Valley Broadcasters, Incorporated. K-Country is WIDK Gadkinville, North Carolina. K-Country, the most modern radio sound you can hear.
That was years and years ago, but then we got a more recent recording of that same station.
I'm Dave Allison in Raleigh on the North Carolina News Network.
And good morning, this is WDIX in Gadkinville, North Carolina, 1480 on your radio dial. More of your favorite country music now with Travis Tritt.
I wish I'd been a little closer. This next station is right on the South Carolina border.
This is your station of the stars. WIST Charlotte, WIST FM, Waxhaw Charlotte. From ABC News, I'm John Belmont.
That goes back a dozen or more years, but there's a newer one at 1480 in Charlotte for you.
We bring Charlotte and the world to you. ABC and WCNT, continuous news talk, 1480.
Okay. You know, from this next station, you can look out over Charleston Harbor.
WZJY, 1480 AM, Mount Pleasant, Charleston.
I think they could use a new tape machine. What do you think? Oh, dear. Well, we're getting now into the Deep South.
News is our business at WYZE, Atlanta's first and only all-news station. News Radio, 1480.
And now as we cross into the Sunshine State, here's how production people lose their jobs.
Wishing you and yours the happiness of this holy season, WVCF, 1480 AM, Ocala.
Our time is 11 AM. Florida Network News is next. The
The man who won't be taken alive in Panama, investigating a shooting in a popka, and unveiling a murder plot.
Good morning.
Alan McBride with news on Florida's radio network.
Oh, boy. But that station went off the air years ago. And today in Ocoee?
Esta es WUNA, Ocoee, Orlando. Radio Una, 1480 AM. Una en tu radio. Radio Una, la mejor variedad en música.
And now to the deepest south we'll go this month along the Gulf Coast.
You're enjoying 50 years of gold on WMIB Marco Island.
And just 2 years ago, we taped this next ID for you.
Be sure to listen to the Joe Klein, the Sports Wrap, featuring local, state, and national highlights each weekday morning at 8:45, 9:45, and in the afternoon at 12:15, right here on your station for sports, WODX 1480 AM, Marco Island's oldie station.
It's good times and great oldies on Island Oldies, 1480 WODX, Marco Island.
This is USA Radio Network News. I'm Ron Jenkins.
That Marco Island, by the way, is out in the Gulf of Mexico off the city of Naples. It's about 150, 180 miles from where I'm sitting here near Tampa. Well, one of our favorite destinations for a weekend stopover in the motorhome is Arcadia, Florida. That's where the Lipizzana Stallions spend their winters.
From the heartland to the coastline, this is Sunshine Country, WOKD and WOKD-FM, Arcadia, Port Charlotte.
Your news authority. Depend on OK98 WOKD.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Linda Moore.
Okay, Linda. And in fact, just two weekends ago, we were down that way again.
Every chance you get. We're the Dolans.
It's talk worth listening to. WKGF, 1480 AM Arcadia. Lock it in to Arcadia's Hot Talk Station.
All right, good idea. But it's time to head out along the Alabama Gulf Coast.
WABB AM Mobile. News Talk 1480.
And from there up to Birmingham, where the Bessemer Steelworks first flourished.
Praising the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, sun up till sundown, right here at WLPH AM 1480 in Irondale.
And tucked into the northeast corner of Alabama is this next station, and I can tell you this is how it sounds from, shall we say, nearby Chattanooga, Tennessee.
First, hey, 15 minutes, you've been listening to the True Gospel Hour. Tune in again next Sunday, 3:45 to 4 o'clock, True Gospel Hour. You in tune, 1480 WBCS AM, Bridgeport, Alabama, time is 4 o'clock.
Okay, out to the Mississippi River, to the home of the King.
Bible believers praising God 24 hours a day. WBBP Memphis.
Doesn't sound like the King to me, I don't know. But in the hills about an hour east of Nashville lies the town of Smithville, Tennessee.
WJLE, Smithville.
An intense storm swirling in the Atlantic more than 500 miles east of the Leeward Islands is being closely watched.
And they named that storm Andrew.
WCIN in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1480 on your radio dial.
I see they just changed their call signs according to good old Jerry Starr. Oh, boy. You know, I have a very from this next station, dated 1948, and I got it from my home in Vermont.
And now until the other side of the news, we're going to get away from the music and bring ourselves up to date on what's happening in the world for Friday morning, January 2nd. Bob Kraling, your special K here in the morning on WHBC in Canton. News time from ABC, 10:30.
I'm Chet Douglas, ABC News.
Okay, you know, that recording, though, was made just 3 years ago.
Now the Dow is up 26 points in record territory again.
Wow.
With Mutual News, I'm Frank Chaffrey.
Hot new country you won't find on other country stations can be found right here with Chris Sharp on suburban Detroit station for the 90s. The original AM 1480 WSDS, Salem, Plymouth, Canton.
You know, I've got the WSDS IDs verifying from Ann Arbor, from Ypsilanti, from Salem, from Plymouth. They're all over the place. Let's see. Oh, look at the clock. Our last stop this month had better be up along the Glove. At least that's what they call the coastline of Michigan. We'll go up to Tawas City.
I'll be right back with you, folks. Don't go away.
There's nothing like it. AM 1480, WIOS. Tawas City, East Tawas, Oscoda.
From ABC News, I'm John Belmont. If at first you don't succeed, the Simpson prosecution wants to try again.
Oh, dear. I think on that note we'll leave you. And next month we'll start right off in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We'll head all the way out to the coast. That'll be another fun program to put together. But now, back fresh from Las Vegas and full of wonderful new ideas, I'm sure, about broadcasting, here's Fred.
Thanks, John. The Association of North American Radio Clubs, ANARC, announced that Dan Ferguson was the recipient of the annual DXer of the Year Award for outstanding contributions to the listening hobby. Dan has been active as a DXer and shortwave listener for over three decades. Among his many contributions to the listening hobby are shortwave logbook editor for the North American Shortwave Association, newsroom editor for NASWA, publisher for NASWA, and founder of Fine Tuning. Today, Dan is best known for his work with the Voice of America. Our heartiest congratulations go to Dan on his award. In the March 9, 1998, Volume 65, Number 21 issue of DX News Magazine, in the Domestic DX Digest column by Bill Hale, there was an interesting logging made on 1610. Moore Sorensen wrote in to say that he heard CHEV in Toronto, Ontario. It was a new station testing with, "This is CHE operating on 1610 kilohertz with a power of 99 watts serving Toronto and North Durham region. This is a test. This is a test." And also the announcement, "CHEV is a low-power transportable mobile radio station." Well, thanks to Wayne Plunkett for this tip. My understanding is that this station will move from place to place in the greater Toronto area to broadcast local sporting events. If you happen to hear this radio station and you would like to get a verification from them, send your report to BAF Audiovisuals Incorporated, CHEV, 1610 AM, Bruce Ferguson, President, 165 Treverton, that's T-R-E-V-E-R-T-O-N, Drive, Scarborough, S-C-A-R-B-O-R-O-U-G-H, Ontario, M1K-3-T-1, Canada. And be sure to mention that you heard about this on the DX audio service. And speaking of DX, here's the master DXer himself, Mr. Bruce Conti.
Hello, DXers. Welcome to another edition of the DX Digest. I'm Bruce Conti. Urban DXing. Can it be done? A DXer living in Manhattan, New York City wants to know.
This is Audrey Levine. I'm a DXAS member and also a PopCom reader. And I love your columns in both. And I'm not having any luck with anything. I can't even get any shortwave with my Radio Shack equivalent of the Sanjin.
Fellow DXer Mark Conley has had some experience DXing from downtown Boston, so I asked Mark for some advice on urban DXing.
Well, a lot of it has to do with whether you're going to be trying to do this inside of a steel frame building or if you actually have some outdoor access. Now, inside of a building, it's going to be pretty rough no matter where you are because the building really soaks up the signals coming in, so an indoor antenna such as a loop wouldn't really work too well. If you can get outside, then you've got some options. I've DX'd on a car radio in downtown Boston. And if you get in a spot where the buildings are on one side of you and you have some opening, such as a river or ocean water on the other side, that'll help some. A big problem, of course, is overloading from strong locals. So one thing that might work is to have a passive antenna coupler with a short amount of wire outside, just enough to gather some signal. If you can hang something out of a window, let's say you're in a high-rise apartment, if you can get 20 feet or so dangling out the window, a very invisible or almost invisible wire, such as magnet wire, you could drop out the window. If you can get that through a passive antenna tuner into your radio, then you can pre-select against the interference from the strong stations that are near you. Now, I know that Grove and several other companies make I think MFJ is another one, make passive antenna preselectors. Passive means there's no amplifier in it. Once you put an amplifier in there, then you're in trouble because the strong stations are quite apt to overload the amplifier, and then you'll get stations on frequencies not even related to where you expect to find them, you know, such as on combinations of different frequencies adding together and subtracting due to the amplifier's non-linearity. So you want to stick with just what amounts to an inductor and a capacitor in a tuned circuit without any amplifiers in the chain ahead of your receiver. Now, the receiver itself ought to be able to handle strong signals, so a lot of the portable radios don't quite make it in that regard. It would be nice to have a radio that has an external antenna input and most likely a communications receiver would be preferable to just a portable radio. Even some portables do have external antenna inputs, but they aren't really well suited to strong signal areas. They will get overloaded. So some of the better names are like the JRC NRD-535 and the ICOM R71 was popular for a long time, and Drake R8A and R8B are good radios. So you might have to spend a little bit more money for a good radio that will be able to handle the kind of signals that are going to be hitting it, because you're going to have strong stations that are far stronger than the weak signals you want to hear, and they may be quite close in frequency. So you need good selectivity in the radio. It would be good to have good sensitivity in as much as that you're going to heavily pre-select ahead of the receiver, which means that the sharp tuning that you have to put on your passive antenna will cause a certain amount of signal loss going through to get the correct performance. So there is a loop. If you happen to be lucky enough to be in a wood frame building and you can use a loop inside, there's a loop made by Ray Moore down in Florida, the RSM-105, I believe is the number. It's an entirely passive loop. It's about 3 feet on a side, roughly, or a meter on a side. And it's totally capable of giving high-quality DX performance and does not overload because there's no amplifier in it. It's very efficiently coupled through a series of transformers to get the high impedance of the loop down to 50 ohms that most receivers want to see. So I would advise going that route if indeed you can operate an indoor antenna. Try to avoid active whips, which are broadbanded. I know there are Sony and MFJ and a number of companies make these broadbanded antennas, but they're very prone to overload and will pick up just about everything in the wrong place, and something you want to avoid. So instead go with either a passive preselector if you cannot have an indoor antenna, if you have to hang a wire out the window because you're in a steel frame building and there's just no pickup inside, or if you do have the option of either being outdoors at a temporary location or indoors in a wood frame building, such as a triple decker house or something like that in the attic. You know, you've got not too much absorption of the signals coming in. In that case, you can get by with something like Ray Moore's loop, which is a very effective antenna and will put you in the big leagues of DXing.
Some examples of passive preselectors that Mark referred to are the MFJ-956 and the MFJ-16010. Here are brief descriptions of each from the Universal Radio Catalog. The MFJ-956 long-wave, medium-wave, and short-wave preselector tuner lets you boost your favorite stations while rejecting images, intermod, and other phantom signals on your shortwave receiver. Operates from 0.15 to 30 megahertz. Has bypass and ground positions. Uses standard SO239 RF connectors. The MFJ-16010 random wire tuner will match any wire antenna to any receiver or transceiver. This device will match the impedance of your radio to the impedance of the antenna. Standard SO239 RF connectors are provided. Controls are inductance and capacitance. So if you can get to a riverfront or oceanfront location or DX from home, in either case with 20 to 50 feet of wire hooked up to a passive preselector, that might be the simplest way to go. Mark also mentioned the importance of a good receiver. For example, the GE Super Radio is a great receiver for air checks, but unfortunately the wide open front end, which gives it great audio, makes it far less than optimal for Sirius DX. In addition to the receivers Mark mentioned, such such as the Drake R8A or B, the Japan Radio NRD 535, and others in the $1,000 price range, you might want to consider the Sony ICF 2010 Portable as a less costly alternative. Thanks to Mark Conley for the advice on urban DXing and to Audrey Levine for posing the question. 603-886-1424 is the number to call, weekdays 9 to 5 Eastern Time, if you'd like to share your DX experiences, if you have any suggestions, or if you'd like to ask a question for a future edition of the DX Digest. Another way to enhance DXing is by listening for DX tests. DX tests typically include Morse code and tones that will cut through interference where voice identification might otherwise be impossible. Such was the case with WGAI Elizabeth City, North Carolina, on 560 kHz. Normally, here at my New Hampshire listening post, I wouldn't be able to hear this station because of interference from WHYN Springfield, Massachusetts, and WGAN Portland, Maine, along with a number of other stations on 560, like WQAM, WIND, and WJLS. But with code slicing through the interference, here's what WGAI sounded like during their DX test. More next time on the DX Digest. I'm Bruce Conti, 73s and good DX.
Thanks, Bruce. Now let's turn our subject to the SAP channel. The secondary audio program channel of a television station is normally used for bilingual broadcasting or for descriptive services for the sight impaired. In Lima, Ohio, there's not many people that speak Spanish or French, and the programming services which we have do not supply descriptive services for the sight impaired. So what do you do with a SAP channel? The answer in Lima, Ohio was the World Radio Network. The World Radio Network is a service which is available via satellite from London, which features the bouquet of English language broadcasts from numerous shortwave radio stations. The service was married into a computer system which automatically inserts IDs and announcements, and basically a new audio service was born in Lima, Ohio. People can pick up the SAP channel using their television or, in some cases, the 12-604 with the modified SAP channel. It sounds something like this. At 12 noon, we have our local news, which runs until 12:30. What you're going to hear is the end of the WLIO News Journal Midday Edition, coming out of the E! Entertainment Report. Holly Gaiman, our news anchor, saying thank you and have a good afternoon. You'll hear yours truly, the booth announcer over at WLIO, giving the station's ID. And then it fades up on the satellite from WRN and starts with Radio Austria International. Sounds like this.
Full time. Its star, David Duchovny, has been wanting to bring work closer to his Los Angeles home and his wife, Taya Leone. That's all for the E! Entertainment Report. I'm Steve Kometko.
Thanks for joining us. Have a great afternoon.
WLIO Lima. By shortwave, satellite, and cable, welcome to Radio Austria International.
This is Anne Dubsky with the news from Vienna. The European Commission is meeting EU agriculture ministers in Brussels.
WLIO's SAP channel has the World Radio Network on it, except during local news, the Today Show, and NBC Nightly News with Tom Brokaw. The system that WLIO uses to switch in and out the WRN feeds is the same type as used on many radio stations with satellite programming. Therefore, we were able to insert IDs and promos on the SAP channel. For example, you were listening to the main channel and heard me do the WLIO ID. But what does the ID sound like on the SAP channel? Give a listen to the break at the 1 o'clock hour and hear how we do this.
This is WRN 1. In half an hour, RTE from Ireland. The next at 1 o'clock Eastern, 10 Pacific. Europe Today from the BBC World Service in London.
This is the World Radio Network.
This is the secondary audio program channel for WLIO in Lima.
BBC World Service.
And in some cases, customized openers with ID are used.
Coming up next is Copenhagen Calling from the World Radio Network. Stay tuned to news and information from Denmark on WLIO in Lima, Ohio. Og mit øjeblik har vi København på linjen for World Radio Network. Bliv her på kanalen og få nyheder og informationer fra Danmark på WLIO i Lima, Ohio.
You're listening to WLIO Television in Lima.
This is the World Radio Network.
And that's how the secondary audio program channel sounds on WLIO television with WRN. For more of the DX audio service, flip your tape to side two.